Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So, peeps, I've been blocked from Facebook. Yep. Me, who runs multiple accounts, has multiple pages, pays for ads, advertises, does all this stuff, has been blocked. How do I know? I got an email Wednesday morning from Facebook saying your account has been temporarily suspended. You have to send a picture ID, and it has to be a state ID, and block out your driver's license number and your address, anything that we don't need, and you have to prove your date of birth, and you have to have a picture on there, and it has to be a state-registered ID card. So, you know, what anybody else would do is I comply, and I send it to them. Didn't hear anything. Sent it again. You know, I send it directly inside of my online app, which it was asking for on my phone. And then I responded to the email that they had. And then they give you a customer support case number, and I was able to go in and look at it. And for 6 days, I've been going, okay, here's day one. Anything happening? Day two, what can I do to expedite this? Day three, day four, day five, day six, and nothing. Even said thank you. I tried to be nice. I got nothing. So I've been blocked from Facebook. So what I want to do is share with you people a handful of things I learned from this experience. Number one, anybody can get blocked at any time for any reason with no warning. Now, I've heard and talked to a bunch of other people who have been in said, and they call it Facebook jail. And just randomly they got blocked, don't know why, didn't do anything like uber political, didn't attack somebody. I don't know if somebody complained about something I post. I mean, I post some funny stuff. I post a quote of the day, a caption contest, my podcast, my blogs, you know, things that normally people would post. But I certainly don't post anything controversial. I'm not posting fake news. I'm not even that big of a celebrity, and yet Facebook has decided that they needed to block me. Now, the fallout from this is I was getting like texts and phone calls. Even my wife was getting a whole bunch of messages inside of Facebook. What's up with Brian? What's happened? What's going on? I had one client, I just got off the phone, and she, you know, was reading my book and trying to tag me, and she goes, oh my God, he defriended me. I got a text message from somebody saying, dude, I'm sorry I hurt you. And I had to email him back and say, you didn't hurt me. You didn't do anything. I got blocked. And he goes, oh, okay. I said, dude, you can never do anything to hurt me. So it's created a ton of chaos in my life because I do spend so much time on Facebook. So that's the second point. Is without having Facebook, I've actually been uber productive. I've been able to do a lot more because I'm not spending any time on there. I can't. So, you know, the things that I would normally do, like the caption contest and the quote of the day and responding to things that other people post or, you know, just interacting with people has opened up a ton of time. It also made me realize how much time I'm actually spending on there. And so I think once I get it back, and I hope I get it back, that I'm going to be a little bit more aware of how much time I really was spending on there and try to limit it, but still be as productive and proactive as I possibly can. So that was a huge lesson for me. The third lesson, which I talk about a lot of times in my speeches, in my classes and things like this, and this is something that I want you to understand, is you don't own anything that you post on any social media platform. So I've heard a lot of people say, you know, I'm going to put up a website on Wix, you know, which is free, okay? Or I'm going to go to web.com and get a free this. Or I'm just going to run my business out of Facebook because that's where all my people are at. When you get shut down, you realize you have no control over anything. and they could shut you down in a heartbeat. Not too long ago, there was a company that broke some rule that had 4.5 million followers, and poof, they were gone. Like that. So the lesson to be learned here is you don't own anything on social media, period. You've got to have a website. You have to have your own website. The purpose of social media, number one, is a relationship building tool. Number two, it's a content distribution platform. It is not a basis for building a business, period. So you start out by making sure that you own your own domain name. If you're working with a web company or something like that, don't let them register it. I've seen this happen where they've let other people register it and the company goes bankrupt. Somebody, you know, dies. You never want to see that happen. And all of a sudden, nobody's paying the bill and their domain name goes away. And they can't claim it back because what happens is there's companies out there that scoop up domain names. I bought brianbasilico.com. And then I bought .net and .org and all these other things. And I'm going, you know, I don't even want those. I don't need them. I thought I'd protect myself by getting all of them. So if somebody else wants to get them, what am I going to do? You know? But the thing is that not even before it got canceled, somebody was offering to sell me back my own domain name. Okay? So people will scoop it up, and they could charge you upwards of thousands of dollars to get that. So register your account. I don't care if it's at Namecheap, at GoDaddy, wherever you register a domain name, make sure that you own it, it's on your credit card, and you're getting the emails, A, when something is wrong, and B, when it's time to renew, so you don't leave that in control of anybody else. Get it? Also, get your own domain hosting. Same principle I just talked about. You register the account, you pay for it, and you make sure you control it. One of the things I've learned through this too is that I used to recommend GoDaddy just because it was easy. And I've been finding more and more problems with them. So I'm not trying to pick on GoDaddy, but there's a lot of other ones out there, HostGator, all these others. In general, they're okay, but they're not going to upgrade you. They're not going to give you the kind of tech support that you need. So you really want to get a good professional host. I am recommending A2 Hosting. I've been using them. They're an independent company. They're not owned by a big conglomerate. They're based in Michigan. And it's a little bit more expensive, but you get great WordPress web hosting. So register your web hosting account and own it. Number four, make sure that you keep your passwords and maintain all of that stuff in your own system. I can recommend LastPass. I can recommend another program called 1Password. It's the number one in password. So if you want to look into those, it's a great place to save all your passwords. And if you make any changes to them, whoever you're working with, whether it's a webmaster or a social media person, make sure that you're sharing the changes. If you change your password, because I spend so much time chasing down clients when things break. I had a plugin that was uploaded to 50 plus websites. And it was a Google Analytics plugin, and it broke all of those sites. So I had to go delete the plugin and then go back into each one of those websites and reinstall the upgrade as if it was new. Luckily, it kept the information for the Google Analytics. I didn't have to mess with that. The funny thing is, it only broke on the GoDaddy sites, but it didn't break on any of the A2 sites. So that's why I say invest in great web hosting. So make sure you have those passwords. So if you'd like to learn more about A2 Hosting, go to brianloves.info/A2. By the way, I recommend their shared Swift hosting. So those are the four things that you need to be aware of. Number one, it could happen to anyone. Number two, I became more productive. Number three, you don't own anything on social media, so make sure you own your own media. And number four, have your passwords accessible. And here's a fifth tip. Always, always have a backup plan.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.